Hi, welcome back to another episode of the Photo Concierge podcast. Today, I'm so excited to have on my first guest, Faith from Stitch Princess. We met at her shop in Elkhart, Indiana, and chatted over the very important work that she does, wedding alterations. And from my standpoint as a photographer, I totally can tell when a dress fits someone really well, and I can also tell when it doesn't. And it really does show up in photos and affects, you know, how you feel throughout the day. And yeah, so I'm excited to share this conversation that I had with Faith. I met her at her shop and she was kind enough to show me around. I took photo and video and made a little short film about it, and I'm going to do a blog post soon. And it was just so cool to see kind of like the inside of what goes on in the wedding alterations world. And we sat down, she was kind enough to sit down with me, and we had a really laid back conversation about the work that she does and some tips that she has for wedding couples and folks looking for wedding dresses. So I hope you enjoy this episode. It's super casual. I'm still kind of new at podcasting. So it's just like, pretend we're sitting around the living room talking, because that's how it felt. It was so fun to just sit and talk with her and keep it really fun. So enjoy this episode and thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoy it. Hey, friends. Welcome. You're listening to the Photo Concierge podcast, and I'm Leah Reif. I'm so glad that you're here, and I can't wait to share some tips, tricks, and advice for having a great photo session, planning wedding photos really well, and allowing you to be present and have fun at your photo session. Think of this as your friendly neighborhood photographer's advice, and let's get into it. For meeting with me and being on my podcast and letting me come see your business. I'm really grateful to talk to you today. Yeah, I just wanted to hear about your business. Why don't you go ahead and start with it? Like, what do you do and how do you work in the wedding industry?
I mainly do bridal alterations. So I take a wedding dress that someone's already purchased and I make it fit their body perfectly.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. And I, from my experience, can tell when a dress does not fit well versus when it does.
Yes, so, you can tell.
Yeah. Now, when you work with brides, how far out from their wedding do you typically see them?
I like to see them at least 2 months before their wedding. Mm-hmm. Really, I would love to see them as soon as they get their dress, just to know what is coming up, what I need to expect, if they need to order special fabric or something for their dress. But usually we begin sewing on it about 2 months after their wedding.
That's awesome. And then just tell me a little bit about how you got started in this business. What's your history? And just how did you become a wedding dress alteration specialist?
It kind of happened by accident.
Okay.
So I've been sewing my whole life. I've always loved it. When I was little, I used to make little clothes for my Barbies, and I thought I was going to be a fashion designer.
Nice.
So I went to college for business, and as soon as I graduated, I started an Etsy shop, because that was back in the early days of Etsy. Most people had not even heard of it. But I started doing custom dresses, wedding dresses, prom dresses, that sort of thing. People would literally send me a picture and measurements, and I would usually be able to make it for them. So it was really fun.
That's amazing.
But there's not a huge market for it. So I was struggling with what to do next. And a friend invited me to try part-time alterations at a bridal salon that she worked at.
Right.
So I decided I'll try it just one summer, see how it goes. And I loved it. It's crazy, but I loved it. So I've been in that ever since then.
Okay.
That was 2014, so it's been a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you slowly transitioned out of that into building your own space here then.
Yes. Yeah, I've had my own shop since December of 2022.
Nice. That's amazing. And where does the name come from for your business?
My sister made it up for me when I was looking for an Etsy name. She said, you've always loved princess things and you love to sew, and so Stitch Princess.
It's perfect.
Logical choice.
And then I think I heard you say at one point or saw a post where you said that, did you make your own wedding dress
too?
Yes,
yeah. I did. That was the very first wedding dress.
That's it.
And then for a couple friends and snowballed. Kind of. It's very fun.
I always like to ask wedding vendors, what are their biggest tips for couples from their perspective? So obviously I have mine for photography, but what are your biggest tips for brides that come in, or even like other family members if you're altering their attire as well?
Yeah. My biggest tip is don't try to modify your own body, because it is not worth it. It's probably not going to happen, and it's just going to make you stressed out, and it's just better to have a seamstress alter a dress to fit you where you are and be happy about it.
Ooh, I love that. Mm-hmm. That's so good. What is your favorite part of your job, I guess?
I love seeing happy faces. I love taking a bride's dream and making it into a reality.
Yeah. Can you share with me, like, a few of your favorite pieces that you've ever worked with, clients, special stories that maybe would be fun to share?
I feel like my favorite dresses are usually come from my favorite clients, the ones who are really nice to work with or have a vision that someone told them couldn't happen, and then we make it happen. I feel like those are the happiest people, and that usually makes me feel the best. Yeah. But I love any kind of challenge, especially the, taking a dress from one thing into something completely different. Those are usually my favorite projects.
Oh, that's cool. That's fun. Have you worked with, I mean, I'm sure you have, but like vintage pieces or like a mother's dress that is now being repurposed into her daughter's dress?
Yes, those are some of my favorites too. It's so fun to see what they come up with, what the brides come up with.
Yeah. That's so cool. And when you say that, do you work pretty collaboratively with your brides? Do they come with you with like all these ideas, or do they look to you to come up with suggestions? Like, how does that, I'm sure maybe it varies by person.
It does. Some people are dreamers. Some people are really unsure about what they want. So I usually suggest fitting things. If I see something that needs to get fitted properly, I ask if they want to do that. But if they have something completely different, I just follow their lead.
And then when it comes to wedding days, I see a lot of the getting ready portion of the day and all of those things. What are your big tips for brides on the getting ready? I've seen like the tape and all the undergarments and all those things. So from your perspective, is it helpful to have? Are those things that need to be thought of like well ahead of the wedding day?
Yes.
Try-ons, all that.
Yes. I tell brides they need to bring all of their projected undergarments with them the very first day of their alterations.
Okay.
Because I need to know exactly what they're wearing. I can give them advice on what I think would be best, especially if they bring a few different choices. And otherwise, I usually suggest things at the very last fitting too. If they need tape to hold something down, I usually give it to them.
Yeah.
I do also offer wedding day dressing services. Okay. If someone wants extra help, I can be there to make sure everything is perfect and arrange their dress, and steam it, and
Oh, yeah. I've also seen that on the wedding day, steaming happening on the wedding day, and it's like
I recommend it happens before.
Yes.
At least the day before, not a week before.
And then just from like a vendor relationship standpoint, how can photographers support you and what you do as far as like sending galleries or getting specific shots? If you're working with a photographer who's willing to do that, what is helpful for you from you know, that relationship?
Well, I would love to see photographers take pictures of bustles. I feel like I almost never see a bustle picture from a wedding. And that's really fun for me, even if it never makes it anywhere else, but it'd be fun for the seamstress to see it. But also tagging us in galleries and via social media posts. I feel like we are always left out.
Yes.
And sometimes a shop will do alterations and there isn't a seamstress that you can tag, but a lot of times there is. And it'd be nice to get the credit for it.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. And the bustle is so interesting because I would have never thought of that.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad you said that.
Yeah. They're so fun. I take so much time making a bustle. I want to see what it looks like.
I guess that makes sense. If you have this dress that you've created, you're the one that comes up with the bustle. And they are always so cool. Like, I feel like every single one is so different.
Yep.
So that's you're creating that.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yes, the tagging. I love what you said. Speaking of wedding or bridal shops, do you have a few that you love to work with in the area? Where, if there is a bride listening to this that's in the Northern Indiana area, where would you send them if they are looking for a dress?
Yeah. I work with a lot of bridal salons in the area because I work mostly on referral. When people ask me for recommendations, I try to gauge what they're interested in.
Okay.
Because if they're interested in, like, plus size, for example, Simply Yours and Granger has the biggest selection that they can try on. If they are looking for a little lower price or something they can easily buy off the rack. Stevenson's and Elkhart is great because they sell off the rack all the time.
Nice.
Here Comes the Dress in Granger is very new and very trendy. So if someone really wants trendy, that's a good place to start. Okay.
Yeah. Awesome. And speaking of trends, have you seen any cool trends that are coming? You probably see so many dresses. What's like the hot new 2023-24 stuff that's out?
Sleeves. You cannot get away from sleeves right now. Every different kind of style you could ever imagine. Yes. But it's fun. I'm here for it. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. I did just have a bride in December who had pull-on sleeves that she put on at the reception.
Or detachable. There are so many TikTok videos of detachable sleeves that brides think they want to do it. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Yeah. You got to be careful. Yeah.
So can you walk me through what the process is to work with you? So I'm a bride. I'm getting married. How do I work with you, Faith?
Yeah. So I recommend as soon as you buy your dress, you find your seamstress. Most shops will give you a couple recommendations, and you can call around and ask if they have experience working with your kind of dress, maybe text them some pictures and say, here's my dress, here's what I'm thinking about doing. And once you find a seamstress that works well with you, schedule immediately. Say, how soon before my wedding do you want to see me? Here are the sorts of things I want to do, and get booked right away. Usually there are three fittings altogether, sometimes more. There's an initial fitting. For me, it's usually about an hour long. You can bring a couple friends or your mom if you want some advice. And that's where we talk about the whole vision of what do you want to do for alterations. We pin a bunch of things, we take lots of notes, give a price estimate. Most people pay a deposit, but you don't have to. And then I sew a bunch of things in your dress. And the second fitting is the try-on. So things will still be pinned somewhere, some things will be sewn partway or all the way, and you'll try it on and say, do I want any other alterations? Is this perfect right where it is? Sometimes we'll do the bustle at that fitting, and sometimes we'll do it at the first. Depends on how complicated you want to make it, or if you can't decide at the first one, we'll make all those decisions at the second fitting. And then usually that's it. Usually the third one, we're done. It's the try-on, pickup. If you're doing something custom like adding your own sleeves or completely changing the dress, we'll probably do more like four or five fittings altogether. So you want to make sure you leave a lot of time to be able to do that.
Yeah. Do you ever, that just made me think, do you ever have brides that come in and after their wedding and they want to do any special alterations to their dress to wear it later? Or do you have brides that do like a party dress for the reception?
Yeah, I see a lot of reception dresses now. But usually it's something cheap they bought online that they don't care if it gets one spilled on or something. I don't think I've ever had a bride want to change the wedding dress after.
Yeah.
But I'm up for it if anyone wants to. Cool. I see a lot of take a mom's dress and do something with it, even if it's cut short for the reception.
Yeah. When it comes to sizing, can you talk about what needs to go in? I loved what you said about, you know, creating the dress to fit your body.
Yeah.
But, you know, when a bride books or they're planning their wedding and it's, you know, a year out or something, how can you account for potential body changes, things like that? What do you recommend when buying that dress?
I recommend talking with your bridal consultant at the store about what you think is going to happen for your body in the next year. But buy for the size you are now.
Okay.
Unless, of course, you're pregnant and you're not sure what's going to happen. Yeah. But please don't buy a dress while you're pregnant. Until, like, at least 6 months after. But I would say take their recommendation for the most part on which size is best. Sometimes you want to size up. For example, if your bust cup size is significantly larger than like your waist or your hip measurement, you would want to buy a couple sizes up so you get a bigger cup size already built into your dress, and it's easier to alter your waist and your hips down to fit than to build a bigger bust size. Otherwise, try to stick within like two dress sizes of what you normally are if you're buying something off the rack.
Okay.
Preferably buy something too big than too small. It's much easier to take it in.
Do you offer fully custom dresses as well as then off the rack alterations? And if so, like, what do you love the most?
Yeah, I will take custom dress requests. It takes a lot longer. I recommend starting a year in advance for something like that because there are a lot of fittings, a lot of decisions. Sometimes we all change our minds in the middle of the process. And it's probably about the same cost wise as buying a dress and getting it altered.
Oh,
so
okay. It's
just kind of whatever the bride wants to do. It's fun.
And then maybe just share if you can think of other, like, frequently asked questions that brides might come in to your shop with, or maybe parents? I don't know if the moms are involved a lot.
A lot of people are concerned about a bustle because they have no idea where to start, but they know they need one. And I always tell them, don't worry about it, because we go through everything in the first fitting. So I will get down on the floor behind their dress, and I will show them every single kind of bustle combination they could do. And they tell me what they like and what they don't like. And if they don't like any of them, then we start square one and we make a whole new bustle based on what they want. So don't be concerned that you have to decide everything before your first fitting.
Oh, that's good to know. Very awesome. Well, I'm so grateful that you took some time to talk with me. I think what you said, what you do is so important and helps couples very much. And where can people find you? Social media, website, where can they find your information?
Yeah, my website is stitchprincess.com. Same with Facebook, pretty easy to follow. Instagram is Stitch Princess Bridal.
Okay, and I'll link those below, and the shops you mentioned, and your website as well. So thank you.
So fun.
Thank you so much for listening in. Wasn't that such a great conversation with Faith? Such great tips, and I loved hearing about new trends coming and what it's like to work with someone who's going to alter your wedding dress. So I hope this helped, and please look at the show notes. I will link all of Faith's information as well as the shops that she recommended. And if you have any questions, please feel free to message me or email me. I'll leave my email in the show notes as well. And I just appreciate you listening to this episode. And I'm so grateful for you and glad that you're here. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. And I'll see you next time.